Joining us right now from the Port Huron Police Department, Sergeant Doug Decker. Doug, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Congratulations, by the way. The Command Officer of the Year is named at the awards dinner that you guys had the other night. Congratulations.
Thank you. Really great honor. Very humbling. And, you know, I better mention Gail Kaczynski, non-sworn Employee of the Year, Detective Eric Kikorian, Investigator of the Year, and Travis Reed, Officer of the Year. So it was all really great candidates.
Yeah.
And I know, I guess my name's in there and I'm saying that, but like I said, it was very humbling. It was really a great honor to receive from my peers.
Well, that's fantastic. We got another dinner coming up in a couple of weeks, one that you'll be on the serving end and not the receiving end, and that is the Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner.
True. So it's a fundraiser to raise money for the CAPTURE program. Very important, you know, crime awareness and prevention through a unified reporting effort. I think most people know CAPTURE because they hear the CAPTURE tips mm-hmm. on the radio here. Or, you know, they hear crime of the week and that. So they really associate it with the police department, but it does a lot of other things, neighborhood watch, programs like that. It's a nonprofit. It's very important. And, you know, crime is something we all are concerned about. We're worried about our health. We're worried about our finances. And crime is a significant thing that all citizens are always concerned about. They hope that they won't have crime in their community. There's a yeah. lack of crime. And through the CAPTURE program, we're doing everything we can to eliminate crime, to reduce crime, to make people aware so they don't become a victim of crime, certainly.
Right. Yeah, anybody that has any information on somebody that ought to be looked into, that's perhaps there's a warrant out for them, they can call that line, right?
Right. So generally, you know, Adrienne Meinsberg, she's doing the CAPTURE tips now, so she comes over.
Yep.
We have our most wanted, so there's usually about 10 people every week. Some of those people are people with warrants through our department. Some have warrants through other local agencies. Some are just suspects in crimes that we need to find them so we can interview them and close that case. We have the crime of the week. Certainly, people are really aware of the fire down at St. Mary's Church in St. Clair. We've received some tips on that, so those tips get forwarded to the agencies that are doing those investigations. There's a Fast 50 program in the schools, so that's about giving money to kids if they report somebody bringing a weapon to school. They use the CAPTURE program. There was also a thing with the vaping ordinances and that, where really vaping's a serious problem. You know, you're hearing about these deaths
yeah.
from vaping even, and most of those, it sounds like maybe there's THC related too. I don't know all the specifics, but we don't want our young kids vaping, whether it's marijuana in it or tobacco. They shouldn't be using it. So there's a program where they're giving gift cards if people turned in somebody with a vape at the school. And then rewards can be up to $1,000 depending on the type of crime or what that criminal did, you know, what their warrant is for, certainly.
And this is all anonymous, no questions asked, you know, other than the information that they're looking for. But they're you're not going to be ID'd. Nobody's going to know that you were the one that called in the tip, right?
Right. So you're going to call in the tip, and we have the secret witness hotline. And I'm going to give that number out first. So the area code is 810. It's 987-6688, 987-6688. So you call that. It does not have a caller ID, so we can't find out where the call is coming from. You don't give your name. You remain anonymous. And then what happens, we have a website, it's called TipSoft, and the cadet or the supervisor that takes the tip, they'll get a number that you're identified as. So you keep that number, and I would remind people, it's very important because people come in and say, I don't remember my number. Well, we can't give the reward then. We don't know that that was necessarily your tip or that you were the
right.
person that
sure.
really gave that tip to us. So keep that number, write it down, and then if an arrest is made, what you do, if you find out, and what we're supposed to do, I'm getting ahead of myself.
All right.
When you find out, you're going to get a reward.
Yep.
And how we're supposed to do that, so say, for instance, I go out and I arrest somebody based on your tip, and we make an arrest. In my report, I should say, hey, well, not in the police report, but I'm going to report that back to that tip hotline, and there's a area in there where we're going to document that a tip was received off of this tip number. And based on that tip, we're able to make an arrest. Detective Keith Merritt, he has to do with putting the funds out there. So generally what he does, he puts the tip money or the reward money in an envelope. He puts the tip number on there. You come down to the department, say I'm number 1178-132. it matches up, we give it to you. No questions asked.
Don't know
you get your reward.
That's
exactly.
Great. Yeah, very anonymous. Yes. And this, by the way, we should point out that Capture is, although it works in conjunction with the Port Huron Police Department, it is its own nonprofit agency, right?
That's correct. So it has a lot of things going on. You know, we think of the police department, but financial institutions, obviously the radio station, Lamar, the Capture tip on the billboard. So there's all these other people that are involved in it. I think we just relate it so much to I call in and give a tip to the police department. And it helps, like I said, with the community safety programs and the neighborhood watch. So I guess the dinner's the next thing to remind everybody so they make it to it.
That's where the money comes from, is people that come and eat spaghetti with us in a couple of weeks.
Right. So we got a couple weeks, but we want to get a head start. We want people to be aware. So it's going to be Tuesday, October 22nd. It's from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's down at the Seaway Terminal, 2336 Military Street. So that's at Military and Beard, all right? So you take the elevator to go down below. Tickets are still only $10. I don't know when or if they've ever changed. I mean, it's really a good deal. You get a spaghetti dinner, you get salad, you get bread with it, dessert. There's pop and coffee available. And then you have officers from our agency. And actually, a lot of agencies have been participating and sending other officers. And then you have all the disc jockeys here from the radio station there helping serve and yourself usually trying to generate some ticket sales for raffles.
50-50 tickets. Yeah, bring lots of cash with you because we do those 50-50 drawings, and those are a lot of fun, too. Yeah, it's Chef Shells provides the food. It's great food. And there's you're guaranteed to run into somebody there that you know.
Yeah, lots of people there. It's a lot of community support. Again, I shouldn't even forget about that. So many people are there to support the community. So they're not just supporting the Capture program. They're there because they all have a common goal and something they want to do. The police department, you can get the tickets there. You can get them here at Radio First. Matter of fact, I just checked at the front desk and confirmed they're here.
Good.
And if you show up at the door without a ticket, we're not turning you away.
No,
we're going to sell you a ticket for it.
Buy
right?
your tickets at the door. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a fun night. 4 to 7 p.m., great spaghetti dinner down there at the COA Terminal, which is a really neat place to be and to hang out. And we always look forward to it. It's a lot of work, by the way, hustling all those spaghetti dinners out, but it's all for a great cause.
That's right. And the officers find out a truly stressful job, waiting tables and serving people and getting orders out.
I love to tell people about when we used to do this back when the Fog Cutter was the Fog Cutter, when it was open. That was where we originated this. You know, we're going back 15 years or more. But they ran us through the paces up there. Those waitresses at the Fog Cutter, they trained us like we were training, for a job.
Right. And, you know, some of those waitresses I remember from my days eating up there, like JoJo and Nancy. They were the big support system to help us through it, right?
No doubt about it.
Definitely.
Absolutely. All right, going to be a lot of fun. October 22nd, that's a Tuesday. Mark your calendar. Join us at the Bean Dock for the Cops and Jocks Spaghetti Dinner to support the Capture program. Doug, thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks, Paul.